go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR-FM. Pittsfield.
That's Gavin DeGraw with I Don't Want to Be. This is Zennial Yearbook. It is episode 20, our 20th episode. It's a 2004 show. We're going to do some 2004 things.
Kyle.
That's right, I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
That's Riley. What do you think of that? I forgot all about that song.
I also forgot about that song.
Gavin DeGraw.
It's a weird name.
He was born in the 70s. 1977, in fact.
This guy's your age?
He is the same age as another one of our artists.
Kyle Age Reveal.
That we're going to play. The last artist we're going to play, in fact. But we'll get to that. It's 2004. For those of you who know Riley, you know where this is going to end up. But before that, you know, we got some other stuff. We're going to play different songs from the last 2004 show. Like, that's the plan. Like, I know it's been a while since we had a 2004 show. Why not have another one? There's only so many years. We'll play some Beasties. We'll play some Senses Fail. But we're going to start off the music, the little Modest Mouse.
get away from me. Cool, like in my balloons, and I left the jail. Well, thanks for the time I needed to think as well. I had to think a while. I had to think a while. And maybe we'll get lucky and we'll both grow old. Well, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I hope so. Well, that's bad news of this. You tell me what you want and I'll tell you what you get. You get away from me. You get away from me. Cool, like my balloons and I left the jail. Well, thanks for the time I needed to think as fast. I had to think a while. I had to think a while.
Life. What are you saying?
All you Trekkies and TV addicts, don't mean to diss, don't mean to bring static. All you Klingons in your grandma's house, grab your back street friend and get loud. Blowing doors off inches, grab you with the pinches. And no, I didn't retire, I snatch you off with the needle nose pliers.
That gives you an overhaul, what the U-Boats you never seen before. Riding in the glazing, like your tea, you know what you're paid.
Beastie Boys with Check It Out on Zennial Yearbook. This is the 2004 show. Before that, we had Buried Alive by Senses Fail. A Lie, Buried.
Kyle's really good at song titles. And I've corrected him like 4 times already.
Thank you. And then we started off with Ocean Breathes Salty by Modest Mouse. So what do you think of those tracks?
They were fine.
They were just fine.
Very good.
Interesting. I was doing a little research in between, like when the music was on. I saw that Senses Fail's playing in Boston in November. Did you know that?
Yes. I've literally asked you 3 times if we could go. Can we go?
I don't know.
Let me see if it's on a school day.
It's a Sunday.
Let's go. Please.
I don't know.
Father.
I don't know. We'll see.
Father.
We'll figure it out.
I literally brought that up so much, and you just forget, apparently?
It's not that I forget. It's that I am not super concerned about it. It's not, like, at the forefront of my mind, but it's getting there.
It's at the forefront of my mind.
I know. I get it. What? Something happened.
It's a fly.
There's a fly in the studio.
It's, like, crawling. It's getting closer to me.
Crawling?
It's not flying.
By Linkin Park?
Oh.
That's the wrong album. This is the wrong year. That's a 2003 song, I believe.
Do you think they're going to cut that part out?
Oh, why would they? It's hilarious.
It's not one feels stupid.
No, it's fine. It's just a fly.
But it looked like a spider because it was like big and it was like crawling toward me and it wasn't flying.
Oh, do you remember? Did I already ask you this? I have no short-term memory.
What?
Did I ask you this on the last show? I'll ask you anyway. Before, you said that when we were at Linkin Park was going to make an announcement, and then I said, what do you think of the announcement? Did I already follow up on that? What do you think of the new Linkin Park announcement?
So I couldn't make up my mind, so I stole opinions from Twitter.
What's Twitter? What does Twitter think?
Twitter thinks...
Wait a minute, why are you on Twitter?
I had to look it up.
You know your mother listens to this show.
No, I literally just looked it up on my school computer.
Okay.
Hashtag Linkin Park, and just picked an opinion from there. But, like, okay. I guess I'm glad that they're back together.
Right.
They already lost two guys. I think their drummer left and their original guitarist left.
Yeah.
But, like, they changed their sound.
A little bit.
It's, like, drastic.
That's fine.
It's not...
Does the new song sound different? What's the new song? The Emptiness Machine?
I have it on my playlist, but it hasn't come up yet.
All right. We'll do it in the State of the Union show in February.
February?
That's when the State of the Union is. And that's when we're going to have a new show. I'm spilling the beans here. So in February, we're going to take a look from all the music of 2024. We're going to have a 2024 show.
Okay.
Yeah. See? So it's like an excuse to play... newer music. But, you know, that's not going to happen until February. Anyway.
I've picked our album.
Good. Is it Linkin Park?
No.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Anyway, it's enough of that. Back to the music. This is Seether with Amy Lee.
Still my day away. There's so much love.
Reptilia by The Strokes. What do you think of that?
That's fine.
Just fine. Off of their album, Room on Fire. Before that, we had Speak Slow by Tegan and Sarah. Before that, Take Your Mama by The Scissor Sisters, not affiliated with the hair shop Scissor Sisters in North Adams. And before that, we had Broken by Seether and Amy Lee. All good hits from 2004. These songs are all 20 years old. Can you believe it?
Is this? Yeah.
I'm
currently looking at the state of music right now.
Right.
I believe it.
All right. Well, 100%. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more of the music. This is Zennial Yearbook, the 2004 show on WTBR.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
No nonsense. No messing around. Just 100% pure rock. Unplug your appliances. We need the power. WTBR.
Right.
Under Oath on Xennial Yearbook. This is this is Xennial Yearbook. What do you think of that? What is that song called?
I don't know, Dad. What's that song called?
Reinventing your exit. I had to look it up. Why did you feel the people need to hear this song?
Because I was
this Florida band.
They're from Florida?
Tampa, Florida. Huh. How about that?
They just released a new song yesterday.
Under Oath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was really excited because I saw it this morning and I just heard 15 seconds of it and it's terrible. So here's some Under Oath. I'm old Under Oath.
Old Under Oath? Well, good to know.
So all the emo bands are turning terrible now.
Well, bands evolve.
Or more terrible than they were.
That's what happens. Bands evolve or they just disappear.
I'd rather they just disappear.
I mean, that's why we don't have any more Nirvana albums, because they just disappeared.
Did you guys hear what Dave did? I was what?
Oh, that's right.
Come on, Dave.
Nice segue. What are you gonna do? The guy's a rocker.
Well, yeah, that's what they do, but
that's their thing.
I thought he was the nicest guy in rock.
That's no excuse, Mr. Grohl. But kudos for stepping up and getting in front of the story, being a proud out of your marriage father. Wow, how are we going to turn that into the next song? We're not. We're just going to go straight into it. This is the part of the show where we play three songs from the same album. And this album, 2004's great, great, greatest album? Nope, it's Hot Fuss. Hot Fuss is very good too. Second greatest album.
What's the first greatest album?
Of 04? Probably American Idiot. Sorry. Anyway, this is The Killers. We're going to start off with All These Things That I've Done right now.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
I never heard that part either.
You never heard that part either?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I had your mic on for that part. But that's fine. That's the Killers. Somebody told me. I had to think about it. Before that, we had Mr. Brightside and All These Things That I've Done off of the 2004 Hot Fuss album. What do you think of that?
They're good.
I got
him to switch out some other song to Somebody Told Me because he wasn't going to.
I was.
What are you
play?
Doing? Give the people what they want.
I was going to play Smile Like You Mean It. They had a lot of popular songs on it.
Actually, they have two popular songs in my book.
Well, your book doesn't matter. What's the other one? The longest UK charting single of 417 weeks.
Do you remember that lady on
Mr. Brightside?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thought that they were British? That was so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, she's laughing at herself.
From Las Vegas, Nevada.
Because I'm laughing at her.
It's the Killers. All right. That was a good time. It's a good time. You know what? I think we can, we'll just keep on going with a little bit of Good Charlotte. You know this song?
Probably.
All right. This is I Just Wanna Live by Good Charlotte.
We'll be right back.
Holiday by Green Day.
I hope Trump gets elected so we get another Green Day album.
Yeah, that's nonsense. Before that, we had I Just Want to Live by Good Charlotte. What do you think of them?
That was good.
Great stuff.
I actually
didn't
know that song.
You didn't know? You don't know Holiday by Green Day?
I know the Good Charlotte song.
Oh, well, you know, it's popular. But right now, it's just after 3. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the 2004 episode of Xennial Yearbook. Be right back.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Personal Jesus.
Personal Jesus by Marilyn Manson.
Thanks for the warning that we're coming back.
The song is ending. We're coming back. This is Xennial Yearbook, episode 20, the 2004 show. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Yeah. You're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM, or you're streaming it.
No one's streaming it.
The interwebs. I don't know. Some people.
If you're streaming it, we're going to send you $500.
Oh. No. People stream the show. I know people.
Hi, people.
Hi, people. Prove you're streaming it by hitting us up on Threads on Xennial Yearbook. That's our name. Anyway, yeah, let's keep the music going. We got a little bit of a... Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, that was Personal Jesus by Marilyn Manson.
You already said that?
Well, there's a lot of versions of Personal Jesus out there. That's what we've learned
today. You might have a Personal Jesus show.
So that would sound awful.
That would be so annoying.
But I do have to figure out another way to use that giant list of like 45 artists who all have a different version of Personal Jesus on Spotify. Check it out. Playlist, Everyone Has a Personal Jesus. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Next up, we're going to play a little bit of Kaiser Chiefs. I Predict a Riot.
If there's anybody left
Okay.
Okay. So this is Ohio is for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights. I believe Riley owes everyone who heard that song an explanation.
I love that song so much. It's been stuck in my head all the time. And every time someone says Ohio, I said, because my heart is in Ohio. And that's really embarrassing, but I've been waiting since last 2004 to play it because I forgot to put it on the show.
Right.
But,
well, we made it.
I don't actually care what you guys thought of it, so.
Well, that's good.
Get your own radio show, I guess.
Exactly. Your taste is your taste. You want to play something? Get your own radio show. Before that, Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Riot. What do you think? Well, we know how you feel about Ohio. What do you think of the Kaiser Chiefs?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. All right, we're almost done with the show. I don't have any fun facts or anything. Nothing. Just music. It's a music show. You okay with that? Well, you're going to have to be. This is Keen with Somewhere Only We Know.
I tried to be perfect, but nothing was worth it. I don't believe it makes me real. I thought it'd be easy, but no one believes me. I'm not all the things I said. If you believe it in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know, just to see if it would show that I'm trying to let you know that I'm better off on my own. Is so empty, my thoughts are so tempting. I don't know how it got so bad. Sometimes it's so crazy that nothing can save me, but it's the only thing that I have. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know just to better off on my own. Wasn't worth it. Nothing could ever be so wrong. It's hard to believe me. It never gets easy. I guess I knew that all along. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know just to see if it would show that I'm better off on my own.
Please, give me a second.
That's Pieces by Sum 41. Before that, we had Somewhere Only We Know by Keane. Are you ready to speak, Riley?
Yes.
Excellent.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everyone. We're back. This has been Zennial Yearbook. This has been the 2004 show, our 20th show. Congratulations for making it through 20 ridiculous episodes. Yeah, we'll be back next week. But we got one more song. Because of course we do. Because if there's an opportunity to play My Chemical Romance, Ryan's going to make me play My Chemical Romance. So off of their Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge album, this is The Ghost of You. Have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday afternoon. We'll see ya.
I FFM.